now? And do you have to be with them? And did you know, if they're 10 or under, you've got to hold their hand when they cross their road, supposedly. So interesting. Love to hear your stories this morning. We'll talk about that a little bit and check in on unmissable matches of the weekend. But right now, climate change, we're aware of that. Different groups speak out against it at various times. Today, a group of vets and former chief veterinary officers have signed a letter to the Prime Minister to say you need to tackle climate change. So why vets? Dr. Rod Andrewarthur is the former chief veterinary officer for Tasmania for 19 years. G'day, Rod.
Good morning, Rick.
Why are vets writing to the Prime Minister to take action on climate change?
Well, vets, like everybody else, can see what's happening, and a group of us got together and thought we should do something. But in our own patch, as it were, we have seen over the years that various diseases that used to be in a very confined area of Australia are starting to move, and these tend to be diseases that are spread by insects, ticks or mosquitoes, and as the climate's changing, of course, the insects are moving. And the other aspect, of course, is animal welfare. And we saw, unfortunately, last year with the bushfires, the significant impact on both domestic and wild animals. Huge numbers were killed, and that has a really huge animal welfare impact as well. And these things are just going to keep happening. So we thought, well, rather than sit on our hands, we needed to do something.
How many of the diseases affecting human beings, the new ones in the last few years, come from animals?
Well, a lot of them come from animals, and it's about 60 to 70% of new diseases in humans have come from animals, and partly due to increased contact of human populations with animal populations due to degradation of the environment and expansion of human populations. And just some of the diseases, right, SARS and MERS are respiratory diseases which occurred earlier in 2002-2012. HIV/AIDS came from animals. That goes back a bit further. And, of course, Hendra virus in Queensland, northern New South Wales is a disease that came out of bats into horses, kills horses with a nasty respiratory disease and can go into people. And about half the people that have contracted it have died. Fortunately, only a small number of people have actually had that one. But the big one at present, of course, is coronavirus, COVID-19. Which appears to have come from animals into a new host species in humans, and it is causing the pandemic.
Some of our population get motivated by the idea of animal welfare or the planet, but really a lot of us are just really self-interested. Is there a point where you're just going, it's about humans, Prime Minister Scott Morrison?
It is definitely about humans, and the personal thing for me is, right, now I'm in my 60s, I'm retired. It probably is not going to impact me terribly much over the next few years. But looking at my grandchildren, when they're my age, if we don't do anything, the environment is going to be degraded. There's going to be more extreme weathered events. And I owe it to my grandkids, this is me personally, to do what I can. I can't look at them in the eye later on and say I did nothing. So we need to do something. And we've got a really good opportunity. We're the first generation since people started burning the fossil fuels that know the damage that greenhouse gases can do, and we've got a small window of opportunity where we can pull the levers and mitigate the effects. Right, some of the damage is done, but we can hopefully try and stop it getting worse, but we need to do a lot more than it's happening now. The politicians have shown us that they can respond to a crisis. They've done that with COVID-19. They've made some really tough decisions. They've listened to the scientific advice. They've made the tough decisions. And, those decisions have had a huge impact on people. They need to treat climate change the same, that it is it's a crisis. They need to listen to the scientists, make the tough decisions. And some of those decisions are going to hurt because we've got to change what we're doing. But if we don't, we're going to get more drought. There's going to be more animals impacted with animal welfare type problems. We're going to get spread of diseases in animals, and we're going to get more diseases come from animals to people.
You're listening to Dr. Rod Andrewarthur, who was the former chief veterinary officer for Tasmania for 19 years. He's just retired a couple of years ago, and with a bunch of other former chief veterinary officers and senior government vets have written to the Prime Minister to ask him to commit to reaching net zero emissions by 2050 as an animal welfare issue, but also because our impacts on animals are bringing diseases to us. I guess the question is, we're about to spend, you know, tens of hundreds of billions restarting the economy. In terms of how you see it with agriculture, animal welfare, our relationship to the environment, where would you spend the money to achieve this future?
Look, I can't really answer that. What I would say is we need a plan. And the plan is we need to set the target, and the International Panel on Climate Change suggests the target should be zero net emissions by 2050. We need to set the target and make the plan as we move towards that target and step it out carefully. And then rather than doing little knee-jerk things here and there, we need to work to a plan. And we need to give our political masters both the encouragement to do it and the support for them to do it. So we need that plan, and then the pieces can fall into place.
You've asked for a meeting with him. What are your chances?
We will see. But as a group, we're not going to change the world. We're one of a number of voices. The more people talking about it, the more people thinking about it, the more people can take their own actions, and the more our political leaders can see that they've got the support of the electorate to make some tough decisions.
Great to talk to you this morning.
Great. Thank you very much.
And your text, your thoughts on this, 0438922936. P says, with that many diseases coming from animals, stuff climate change, shouldn't we be looking at getting rid of the animals? I think we are getting rid of the animals already, aren't we? Oh my gosh, this says the vets are mobilising. That'll teach Morrison not to back the wrong horse, says Mike. Gosh, you're witty this Friday. I'm loving it. Keep the messages coming. And also, of course, your walk to school sob stories. I walked to school in minus 20 degrees below with bare knees shortly after arriving in Canada from Australia. We didn't realise how cold it would be. I'm Rick Goddard. It's 19 past 7 on Walk to School Day today. And walking to school is advanced skills teacher at Bowen Road Primary, Kim Zitzen. G'day, Kim.
G'day, Rick. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Where are you now? What's your walk to school plan?
Our walk to school plan this morning, we're meeting from three designated points. So we've got the Asphalt Crescent Store, Culloden Avenue and Bendersfield Park. We're expecting probably over 100